All right, guys, thank you very much. God bless your hearts. And welcome to everyone who's on Facebook turning in. That's kind of a new venture for us, isn't it? Yeah, it's great. This morning, I'm certainly blessed and privileged to share and kind of open this topic on peace. Initially, what I want to talk about, entitled this teaching called The Strength of Peace. But in doing that, I have three questions I want to ask you. Do you know anyone who rubs you the wrong way so badly that when you walk away from that person, you feel as if you're about to explode? Does it seem like that person always says something so rude, unkind, impolite, or derogatory that it nearly makes your blood boil when you are with him or her? I don't need to see a show of hands. Have you ever thought, have you ever had the thought that you may be rubbing that person the wrong way as well? We're going to take a little different spin on peace this morning. Rather than it just being a doctoral presentation about what we've received in Christ, a lot of the walk we have as Christians is with one another, and we're in the world, and what does God expect of us as we live out our lives on the horizontals? We know we have peace with God. How about our peace and our peaceable relationships with one another, even when people are rubbing us the wrong way? Kind of a nice way to say it. So I'll tell you a story, not written by me, but one that will communicate. As I relate the following story to you, I'm obligated by God to begin by telling you that over the course of many years, the enemy I'm about to describe became a precious friend. In fact, he is so dear to me today that I cherish every time I get to see and spend time with him. So I testify to you at the outset of this testimony that the majority of horrible relational situations can be turned around if you will obey what God tells you to do in Romans chapter 12, verse 18. So have a quick look there. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. And it says in the King James Version, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with how many men? All men." If it be possible. Many years ago, I had to regularly deal with a pastor who was one of the rudest and the most belittling people I had ever met in my life. But the man lived in the same city as I did, so I couldn't avoid seeing him from time to time. Whenever he and I found ourselves in the same room, I was nearly always shocked at what came out of his mouth. He freely spoke malicious things about other pastors and churches. Everyone was his target, including me. Because he was a pastor in our same city, I tried very hard to get along with him. That he was one of those people who simply just rubbed me the wrong way. And honestly, I just didn't like him. I definitely did not like being near him. I repeatedly asked the Lord to help me forgive the callous words he had spoken about me to other pastors and leaders. I knew I had to get along with this man, but trying to draw close to him was like trying to hug a cactus. I got jabbed and stabbed every time I came near. I tried to convince myself that my inner conflict with this pastor was simply the result of a wrong mix of personalities. But if that were the case, this man had a wrong personality with every pastor in our city. The truth was, at that time, he was simply an offensive person. He knew he was offensive. He enjoyed it and had no intention of changing. And the way I felt for his treatment of me was exactly the way every other pastor I knew felt as well. This is quite a story. After many years of struggling in my relationship with this man, I finally came to realize that although the pastor was mightily gifted as a public communicator, he had no people skills on a personal level. He was really ill-mannered. The problem truly was him. Hi. So what was I to do in this situation? This man and I were pastors of the two largest churches in our city. So we were continually attending meetings in which both of us were expected to participate. Like it or not, I was going to be regularly in his company. It was impossible for me to avoid this man. So I began to ask God to help me know how to get along with him so that I didn't leave upset every time the two of us had to be at the same place. You ever experienced anything like this, anybody? No, never, huh? I know. Yeah. And this is where God opened my eyes to Romans 12:8, where it says, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." This verse gave me direction. It provided helpful answers that enabled me to deal successfully with this difficult situation. And I believe that these answers will also help you know how to deal with someone who may rub you the wrong way. And there's plenty of people out there that will do it. So we first want to notice in Romans 12:18, if you're there, that Paul, by revelation from God, these are God's words, not Paul just making them up, God's word saying, if it be possible. Now this word if, is a little Greek word spelled E-I. And the fact that he began with the word if, which is like an open question mark with no definitive answer, means there actually may be times when it is not possible to have peace with all men. As we are all well aware, it can be very difficult to be at peace with some people, not necessarily because we are so difficult, because they are hard to get along with. But remember, they may think the same thing about you. Regardless of the difficulty of the task or the ugly behavior of those we encounter along the way in life, the command of God, the word of God to the church, in the very beginning, foundational epistle of the book of Romans, says, to the best of our ability, we must give our best efforts to be at peace with all men. The word possible says, if it be possible, expresses the idea of something that is potentially difficult, but nonetheless doable. And because this phrase begins with the word if, it casts a shadow on whether or not it is truly doable. Maybe peace is attainable, maybe it isn't. But if it is doable, you are to give it your best shot. For this reason, the phrase could be translated, if it is doable, if it is feasible, or as the King James translation translates it, if it is possible. If it is doable, if it is possible. As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And this comes from a mixture of the ancient languages that means very simply, as far as it depends on you. This phrase points towards you and me, placing the responsibility of maintaining peace and a good attitude on ourselves, on us, not on the person we think that is so offensive. Simply, this means God is expecting us to do everything we can from our perspective to give it our best to live peaceably with all men. That's our responsibility. Not looking at the other person and saying, why aren't they acting more peaceably? Why aren't they doing, why? What am I doing? What am I doing to put forth my best effort? Remember, the title of this teaching is called The Strength of Peace. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably. Which means to live in peace or to possess peace. It carries the idea that once you finally obtain peace, you must determine that you are going to do your best to make sure it is maintained and kept. In other words, instead of being a contributor to the problem, you are to do all you can do to be a facilitator of peace. I think Jesus said something about blessed are the peacemakers. Well, I never back down from a fight. By God, if somebody's going to offend me, I'm going to get right back into it. Oh, really? As much as lies in me, I attempt to be a peacemaker. Is that always possible? No, it's not always possible. But let's not go into situations thinking it's never possible. See? Because you know what? In life, we will be offended. There will be opportunities. Great book we shared on a number of months ago called The Bait of Satan, How to Overcome the Spirit of Offense. When you're offended, it says in Proverbs, a brother is offended, it's harder to be won than a city. But the key to that is to offer forgiveness, not for that other person, although that may be part of it, but I mean, to offer forgiveness on behalf of that other person so that you are free, so that you're not carrying the burden of that offense and what this person did and didn't do to me. We're to be facilitators of peace. So a question exists. Does God really expect us to be at peace with everyone? Is that God's expectation? Well, you know, you see in this verse, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. These words, all men, I will try to pronounce some Greek here, are translations of the word panton anthropon. The word panton is an all-encompassing word that means everyone. The word anthropon comes from anthropos, the Greek words that describes all of mankind, including every male and female of every race, nationality, language, and religion, no one excluded. There is no more phrase in the Greek language that could be more all-encompassing than panton anthropon. It literally embraces the entire human race. It does not say that we have to agree with all people or condone their behavior, but as much as it depends on us, we are to be at peace with them. All men, that we are the ones who are facilitating peace. Jesus, I think, set a tremendous example in being able to do this. See. And this command is directed to whom? Us, right? Yeah, the church. It doesn't say to live peaceably only with friends, family, or those who agree with you. Right? Oh, it's easy to do that. It says that if it's possible, we are to live with peace with all men. All men. And another translation says, if it's doable to all, then as much as depends on you, be at peace with everyone, no one excluded. Why would God give us this directive in the Word? For our benefit, for our blessing. See, for our blessing. So this person goes on to say this information in this verse was so helpful to me that when I was learning how to get along with that ill-mannered pastor, I understood that God did not expect me to be his best friend. But God did expect me to give my best efforts toward living peaceably in that situation. If being at peace with him meant perhaps not engaging in a lengthy conversation with him, then whatever I had to do, I was determined not to live upset with this man who had been such a source of pain and irritation to me. I had to let it go. Let it go. Let God deal with him. And walk away from my hankering to fix him or to correct him. And I've heard this statement and you've heard it too, and I'll remind you of it. Let God be God. You're not God, so quit trying to be God, trying to fix and correct and rescue and do everything that's really outside of your realm and capability to do anyway. We run ourselves ragged. We exhaust ourselves trying to fix people. And fix people and fix situations and fix circumstances. And
We do.
Okay, I'll quote. I do. I have done that, okay? I have carried the burdens of others and made their burdens my burdens.
See?
It's a human tendency many times. As much as it depended on me, I was going to do whatever was necessary to be at peace with this particular gentleman. I know that you have relationships that trouble you. Because this is true of everyone. If you're tired of being upset, irritated, or of unsuccessfully trying to correct those individuals, perhaps you should simply seek to be at peace. Negotiation with a difficult person is not always possible. So sometimes the best option is simply doing whatever is necessary to be at peace. Is this speaking to your heart a little bit today? See? Let it go. Let it go. So are you exhausted from trying to fix an unfixable relationship? And yet you have contact with that person and it's unescapable? Here's a big clue. Ask God to help you deal with your own heart so you can be at peace even with that person. Let's not leave God out of this. It's not all me. You know, God gives me these commands, and now I'm empowering myself to go fulfill the word of God. It's a partnership, right? You know, I don't take the word of God and then try to fulfill it in a senses way. I fulfill it in a spiritual way with God leading me and guiding me and directing me by the Spirit of God. See, if I respond emotionally and react emotionally, then I'm leaving God out. See? And it has become a senses thing. To be at peace even with that person. That difficult relationship that we may have is part of the all men with whom God's word commanded you to be at peace. As stated before, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with that person, condone what he or she does, or discard your beliefs to obtain peace. It simply means you do not choose to enter into the fray with that person any longer. It's calling boundaries. Boundaries. You decide. You choose not to enter in to that contention that is potentially there. And so we've handled one verse of scripture today. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And so God is asking us one thing. What will you do with the knowledge of this scripture? What will you do with this word of God that I've given to you? Mental ascent is called the cancer of Christianity. It does everything but act on the word of God literally. So, oh yeah, I believe everything the Bible says. I just won't do it when it comes right down to it. See? So God just has a very simple plan, very simple thing. This is for your greatest blessing if it's possible. If it's doable, if it's feasible, you do your best to live at peace with all men. And as a result, if you will take this and personalize it, put it into action, you're going to find you'll be more at peace. And you will be unmoved by the difficult people in your life because you have set yourself to be at peace with all men, regardless of what anyone says or what anyone does. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is having the strength of peace in day-by-day living. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your grace and kindness, Father, that you've given us this ability. You know it's a blessing for us to walk in peace, have peace, manifest peace, Father. And you're so good to us, Father. You continue to show the benefits of your grace to us day by day. And thank you that as we go forward from this place, we will just have a new mission. And we thank you, Father, for our humbleness and meekness of mind and heart today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right, God bless you.